Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is live and in person this morning. What's left of me. Been awake for about, I've been awake for about 20 minutes, so thank you for calling me, Brian, and alerting me that there was something going on in my life today. Every Saturday morning. For a long time, yeah. For a long time, you're right. For two decades at least. So, a little change in the program today, ladies and gentlemen. You will not hear any commercials from our longtime sponsor, Bob Davidson Ford. Our contract expired. We'll leave it at that. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you about anything and everything regarding the outdoors. And if it's fishing, hunting, or whatever, I'd be more than glad to hear from you. I'd like to talk to you about it. If you've been fishing, I haven't kept up on what's going on the fishing scene this week. I know what's going on the crabbing scene because I've been to a lot of crabby places here around the Chesapeake Bay. Some of them focused on feeding people crabs. Others focused on promoting crabs. Others focused on catching crabs. Others focused on selling crabs. Everywhere. Been as far as Chrisfield, spent the day there, Hooper's Island. Where else have I been this week? I've been to Rock Hall. I've been to Cecil County and Harford County. So I've been all over the state, quite frankly, and had a good time talking to a lot of people. Kent Island, a lot of people, and learning about the crabbing industry and the crabbing business. And so hopefully when the magazine comes out, our new magazine called Maryland Loves Crabs, we will be rocking and ready to go. What I'd like to hear from you, however, our listeners, if you're listening now, I'd like to get some crab pictures from you, some photos of you with crabs, eating them, catching them. I'd like to get some stories that you might have, or recipes with crab as the main ingredient would be awesome. Love to hear from you on that. And you can send that to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, if you'd like to be part of our magazine. So, oh, looky there. One of our listeners sent us a message, and it said, landed on the store roof a few summers ago. Haven't seen anything like it since. Not a great pitch. It said it looks like a heron body, but a duck-like head, and I think I know exactly what it is, and I'm going to reply. I mean, you're not looking at the video, and it's a very short video, but I'm going to make a suggestion. What would have a heron-like body and a duck-like head? What do you think? That's our quiz for the day. Kind of a heron-like body, extended body, a little longer legs, but a head like a duck. Anybody? Our listener Tom is sending me all kinds of pictures and stuff of the birds that he sees, and I've been able to help him on identification with a couple of them. Some I've seen, some I've never seen, but know what they were. And we've got all kinds of photos going back and forth here. Anything from songbirds to shorebirds to, well, you name it. And he's very proud. He sent me pictures of Baltimore Orioles and Orchard Orioles and what did he send the other day? A crested kinglet and different types of herons and things like that. I think it's great that somebody can take, you know, their time and go out and enjoy the outdoors and hike through hike through the public areas, along the waterways where anybody can go, take their camera along and just take photos of nature, take photos of critters and birds and see things out there that has been created for our pleasure, and I applaud him for it. Now, the bird he sent me was a very brief video clip, but looked to me like it was what I mentioned. 410-922-6680. You can rescue me today. Just getting started here. Love to hear from you. 922-6680. We welcome a new sponsor this morning, Sunrooms, Inc. Sunrooms, Inc., Incorporated. And you'll be hearing more about them. Talking about eating crabs and enjoying your life. Went on a job site here a couple of weeks ago to Anne Arundel County and watched them build one of these sunrooms. And I'll tell you, if you want to watch the storm and yesterday in comfort and safety, eat crabs, watch TV, whatever you want to do outside in nature, and still be fully protected and insulated and feel like you're just standing outdoors with a roof over your head. I mean, it's kind of contradictory, but it's very nice to think about it like that. An addition of a sunroom on your house is a nice deal. It's a nice deal. So, many of you heard Miss Amy call. She talked about her husband who was ailing a couple weeks ago. Sometimes we don't follow up with our listeners on what's happening off the air, but talked to Miss Amy yesterday. Miss Amy's celebrated her 89th birthday here earlier this year, and her husband, I think his name is Herb for sure, and he was in a bit of trouble and had some surgery and spent a lot of time in the hospital while he's recovering at home. His physical therapy's going well, so just thought you'd like to know, pass that on. On the fishing front today, are you signaling me for a break, Brian? Today is a free fishing day. And what that means is you don't need a license for any you or anybody in your family. Nobody needs a license to fish in Maryland today. It's a free fishing day. And tell you a little bit about that, what that means. It's the kickoff of Maryland Outdoors Days, June 29th through the 23rd. And I'm not sure if this is a national program or not, but members of the administration, the president's administration, that would be Secretary Salazar, is traveling around different states and making his presence known about the great outdoors. So, in celebration of Maryland's abundant natural resources and exciting recreational opportunities, Governor Martin O'Malley yesterday proclaimed June Great Outdoors Month in Maryland for the sixth year in a row. I assume he did that from Wisconsin, where he is today, where he was yesterday. And the Maryland Partnership for Children in Nature is helping citizens find a way to celebrate! Exclamation point. The inaugural Celebrate Maryland Outdoor Days encourages everyone to get outside and explore the state's natural wonders through a wide array of fun events and activities. Catch a fish, watch wildlife, follow a trail, camp under the stars, go for a swim. It's all available somewhere nearby! Exclamation point. The two-week statewide event kicks off in conjunction with National Get Outdoor Day. Get Outdoors Day on June 9th and culminates with the Great American Backyard Campout on June 23rd, another national event. Just thought you'd like to know. I'm thinking maybe in my world, National Get Outdoors Month, maybe I'll cite in the 22250. No, it's cited in. Maybe I'll go if I can see if I can kill a couple groundhogs if I get time. I think that'd be a good way to celebrate National Get Outdoors Month. What do you think? Kill something? That'd be good. Maybe I'll take my grandson with me and let him shoot it. We have family activity together. Help farmer. Have a little recreation. We don't talk much about groundhog hunting. I used to do a lot of groundhog hunting when I was a kid. Does anybody still do that here in Maryland? That was a big thing back in Pennsylvania. Farmers always loved for you to come and shoot their groundhogs. I mean, groundhogs are, you know, great big, are they rodents? They kind of look like a rodent, but the only thing they eat is grass and vegetation and vegetable gardens. But, you know, they're very destructive by digging under people's sheds and digging in farmers' fields. And, you know, cattle can step in a hole and break a foot, break a leg. A wagon can hit the tractor or wagon or a piece of equipment can hit a hole and cause some damage. I can tell you, a loaded hay wagon hitting the groundhog hole can do a lot of damage. You can break an axle. You can lay the rig over on its side. You can lose your load, not to mention damage your equipment. Groundhogs were quite the vermin at one time. But I see them all over the place now here in Maryland. I saw one standing in a field yesterday. Pretty stupid animal, too. Their alert signal is a high-pitched whistle, short, high-pitched whistle. That's how they alert each other to danger. Of course, let me tell you how stupid they are. When they hear that whistle, what do? They don't duck and cover. They don't duck down and run for their burrow. Some do, smart ones. Some of the young ones stand up and see what's going on. That's when they get shot. You see a groundhog walking around, you want him to stand still, you whistle, he stands up, and that's when he gets shot. You give him the danger signal. What was that? Rescue me from myself, folks. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Well, since I told you about our new sponsor, I'm going to tell you more about Sunrooms, Inc. A sunroom is where you can read or entertain your friends or family year-round in a relaxing, stress-free setting. The talented craftsmen at Sunrooms, Inc., and that's INC, like Incorporated, Sunrooms, Inc., can make your ideas come alive in a tailor-made all-season sunroom that blends with your home, doesn't stick out like a sore thumb, and it provides a climate-controlled room where you can enjoy nature even on the worst days, i.e. yesterday. Sunrooms, Inc. has years of experience and uses the most up-to-date energy-efficient materials and windows. And I've personally visited a Sunrooms, Inc. job site and watched as they've constructed a custom Energy Star-rated sunroom with a lifetime warranty for a homeowner down in Anne Arundel County. Simply put, Sunrooms, Inc. has the best sunroom technology, the most sunroom options, custom sunroom installation, a lifetime warranty on all sunrooms, and certified installers. Sunrooms, Inc. can visit you, give you an estimate anywhere in Maryland or Delaware, or Southern Pennsylvania, wherever you're listening today, and they do have a website. We invite you to visit sunroomsinc.com. Net, SunroomsInc, sunroomsinc.net. Or there's also a toll-free number you can call if you want to write it down. I'll give you a second to get a pen. 800 800-725-1380 to learn more about your new sunroom, Sunrooms, Inc. 800. Thank you. 800-725-1380.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Now, Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish. Diamond Jim's worth $10,000. It's swimming in the Chesapeake Bay and waiting to take your bait. And that's if you catch it by the end of June. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. But even they're worth $500 apiece. Catch a rockfish with a bright green tag. Call the number on the tag, and you might just have captured a $10,000 prize. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you're in. It is that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center or even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. Stop by your local fishing citation center or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge featuring Diamond Jim. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. You're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool.
All right. Yeah. We still like the song. We just didn't like Andy Griffith anymore. He became out of favor here during the current national administration when he was out shilling for health care. But, hey, that's just my personal bias. So maybe you still like old Andy. A good actor. What was his first movie? Do you remember? No? I think it was back in the 30s. I'm pretty sure. Maybe it was the 40s, I guess. No Time for Sergeants. You don't remember that? What a hick. Yesterday kicked off the fall rockfish season. From now through December 15th, all Maryland Chesapeake Bay waters and tributaries are open for fishing for striped bass. Two fish per person per day between 18 and 28 inches, or one fish between 18 and 28 inches, and one fish over 28 inches is the creel limit. We ate very, very well last weekend. Saturday, went home and I'd had my last pack of buck tenderloin from my buck antelope thawed out. I tell you what, butcher out there in Wyoming did a magnificent job. I asked him to pull the backstrap whole. All I had to do was rinse it off. There was no trimming, no silver skin, no nothing, and it was beautifully packed and wrapped. Well, I chunked that up. And I fried it off a little bit, just kind of browned it just a tad. Didn't make it well done or anything like that. Just kind of browned it one side, flipped it over. Took old some of old Mrs. Minnick's sour braten mix and dumped that in a crock pot. Mrs. Minnick's salads is right here in Baltimore. If you can get Mrs. Minnick's sour braten mix, it's great stuff. You pour that in your crock pot. You put in about a quarter cup of vinegar. I usually add about 3 ounces. Make it just a little tad more tart. And dump the antelope fillets in there. Made sour braten out of antelope fillets. And of course, you eat that over rice or dumplings or something. That was Sunday night. Monday night, Memorial Day, some fresh-caught rockfish from Chesapeake Bay. Used a little J.O. Southern-style seasoned seafood seasoning. And did the egg wash on the fillets and dipped them in the seasoning and fried them up. Boy, they're good. And then on the other two fillets, we took and crushed up some pecans and took some seafood batter mix and egg washed the rockfish and the batter mix and pecan mixed with pecans and real heavy pecans and coated the fish with that and fried those too in a little peanut oil. Oh man, you talk about good eating rockfish. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for rescuing me from myself today.
I think Andy Griffith's first movie was Face in the Crowd.
Mm-hmm.
1955.
Oh, was it Face to Face in the Crowd? Well, when did he do No Time for Sergeants?
I think it was after that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't remember Face to Face in the Crowd. What was that about?
Yeah, I think he played a disc jockey.
Okay.
I forgot the rest of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess he's a little more well known than for No Time for Sorrow. Face to Face in a Crowd, huh?
Yeah.
I'll have to see if I can watch that somewhere. Not really. He was a disc jockey, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's up?
Thank you.
All right. Call in, do a hit job on the host, and hang up. That's perfect. I love it. Next, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anyway, I was talking about Free Fishing Day. There's a fishing derby today. Free Fishing Day is today and next Saturday and the 4th of July, which is Wednesday this year. That means no license is required. So, the kickoff is free fishing days with the 2012 Bill Burton Family Fishing Derby. Starts at 8 o'clock this morning, 8 to 11 on. Well, today at the Bill Burton Fishing Pier State Park, located adjacent to Route 50 near Cambridge on the Talbot County side of the Choptank River. This family-friendly event challenges teams to catch and accurately identify fish species. Participants will be entered in random drawings for the chance to win prizes, including $20 gift cards provided by Bass Pro Shop. So you can certainly check that out if you want to go fishing somewhere today with a group of like-minded individuals, the Choptank River Fishing Pier, the Bill Burton Choptank River Fishing Pier on the Talbot County side is welcoming you today. And we also want to mention the Maryland Youth Fishing Program. Going to the website dnr.maryland.gov and hitting the fisheries page, you can go right on the fisheries page, separate page for fisheries, /keep fishing. And I'm sure once you get to the homepage, it'll direct you right there. And it's the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Youth Fishing Club. And there's some answers, like Devin Engelberger from Frederick asked a question, do fish sleep? And what do you think the answer is? Now, you can go to the page on the website and get the answer, or you can call 410-922-6680 and let me know what you think. Do fish sleep? That's our question. And that's a question a youth angler asked of the Department of Natural Resources and got an answer. So what do you think? Do fish sleep? 922-6680. Is our phone number. Normally I'm up. I've got the coffee pot rocking and rolling. Who is it, Lisa? Oh, well, here is our resident expert, Letha Grimes from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. On your way to the Bill Burton Pier today, are you?
Yes, I am.
So you might know the answer to this, Letha. Do fish sleep?
Well, I wouldn't call it sleep. It's more like a resting period. They don't have eyelids, so they can't technically sleep. But they do kind of go into a like a rest period.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You are correct. I will send you a T-shirt from from the Maryland Fishing Challenge.
Great.
So, Letha, tell everybody your position with the department.
I'm a natural resources biologist, and I work with the inland fisheries planning, and I do a lot of youth angler education. And one of my duties is I do the youth component of the Maryland Fishing Challenge
featuring
Diamond Jim.
Right, and that part is very important for all the fishing derbies around the state, and there are numerous ones. We can't necessarily name them all, but they're listed on the DNR website on the youth angler page. And you guys go to these events and representing the department, and you will select various youngsters at random from these events, and they are selected to participate in the Maryland Fishing Challenge.
Yes.
Did I peg that right?
That is correct.
Okay. So somebody at the Bill Burton Fishing Pier today, some family member, is going to be selected for a great opportunity. And tell us about how that works. Who is responsible and what prizes they get and how that whole thing comes down?
Well, for about 3 or 4 years now, we've been selecting about 20 lucky youth anglers. We partner with various organizations like MSSA, CCA, Trout Unlimited, like Bass Federation Nation, are the ones that donate the trips to us.
So they actually get to go on a trip?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What we'll do is we'll go to different events throughout the state, and we try to hit all counties of the state are represented. And one lucky angler, we randomly select a winner from about 20 events. So we have 20 children that will be invited down to the finale, and each of those children will be guaranteed to win one of our donated trips.
Wow.
And those trips could range from a fishing opportunity on a headboat out of Ocean City, a couple Chesapeake Bay charter trips.
Mm-hmm.
We have bass fishing out of Dundee Creek.
Right.
Or Potomac River, Deep Creek Lake, pontoon family fishing trips.
Wow.
Could be a fly fishing trip on the Gunpowder. So the trips actually, you know, range from all kinds.
There are every opportunity for fishing, from freshwater to tidal to offshore here in Maryland.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool, Letha. And who? Well, you mentioned some of the groups that do that: Trout Unlimited, Bass Federation Nation, MSSA, CCA. And others, I know folks in Ocean City, is it the Marlin Club, work with you on that too?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
We select one lucky angler from the Ocean City Marlin, the Youth Marlin Open, I believe it's in July.
Right. And they went an offshore trip. That's pretty cool, I'm telling you. And, how is participation at these events? Anytime I've seen a local event, people tend to turn out pretty well for them.
Well, it ranges. I try to go, well, just about every weekend I'm at one of the events.
Sure. Now, did you make it over to Gwynbrook?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And we had about, I'm going to say about 40 kids.
Yeah, that's a good group. That's a good group.
That event.
Yeah.
So it ranges between, I went to another win a couple weeks ago, and there were close to 100 kids.
Right.
And I know that there's a big event, the Batty Mixon event. Now, we don't select the winner from that one, but that's up at, and I know they get close to 1,000 kids each year.
Right. That's in Frederick County, isn't it?
Actually, I believe Batty Mason's Allegheny County.
Allegheny County. That, oh, yeah, yeah, further up, exactly.
Yes.
Well, now let's talk about today's event. People can just show up?
Yes. And the great thing about today, it's a free fishing day.
Free fishing day. Yep. It's
so
all.
We're encouraging parents to bring their kids out.
Yep.
Even if you've never fished before, we'll be on hand to help you out. And we have loaner rods available.
I'm looking at this photo on the page there. It looks like a young man with a big trout, it looks like to me. I can't tell you. It's a giant fish of some kind. And the fellow sitting at the table, this is on the Free Fishing Day press release. The fellow sitting at the table almost looks like Rudy Lukakovich, who's going to be with us next week, by the way.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. Rudy's a good friend and a great listener to the show. So. So how's the youth fishing club shaping up? Are you getting a lot of hits on the website?
We are.
Okay.
Well, the youth fishing club, it's kind of like a online virtual club.
Right.
Right now we have a constant contact email.
Right.
Once the kids sign up for
right.
the fishing club, they get a welcome packet. They'll get a little fishing patch.
Right.
And they'll get a welcome letter with instructions to sign up for our e-news, which will give them information about what's going on around
sure.
the area with the different fishing events. And it looks like this year we may invite all the fishing club participants to the, we're working on it, to invite them to the grand finale of the fishing challenge.
Wow.
An opportunity to win a trip.
Well, that would be cool. There are, you know, we mentioned the Bill Burton thing today, but there are a couple of other events today. One's in Salisbury.
Yeah.
At Salisbury Park Pond, and the other one is at Harrington Manor Lake.
Yeah.
In Savage. So, you know, if people are looking for someplace to take their kids, so they can certainly log on to the Maryland Youth Fishing Club and even plan ahead, because the schedule there for the youth rodeo is there, and it's pretty extensive. There are a lot of events throughout the summer planned, that's for sure.
Right.
All over the state.
And those rodeo events are events that are supported by DNR, and when I say that, I mean that we stock those events
mm-hmm.
With fish.
Right.
So therefore, we list them on our website, but they're not necessarily all
of them, right.
going on.
Yep.
So be sure to check our state parks website. Because the state parks also have events that might not be listed on our website.
I got you.
So, yeah.
That's good. Can you stick with me through the break and we can talk a little further? Are you driving or are you pulled over to the side?
Oh, no, I'm still at home right now.
Oh, you're still at home? Well, what you got to get going here shortly, don't you?
Yeah, if I'm out of here by 6.
Oh, okay. Well, stick with me for a little bit, but
sure.
You'll get to listen to our... You'll get to listen to me do our great commercials for our sponsors, and that'll be a lot of fun for everyone, I'm sure. But why don't we just start with the Maryland Fishing Challenge? You know, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Now, Diamond Jim, he's a tagged rockfish worth up to $10,000, and he is worth $10,000 if you catch him by the end of June. He's swimming in Chesapeake Bay just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. Yes, indeed. They're even worth $500 apiece. Now, you catch a rockfish with a bright green tag, call the number on the tag, you might just have captured a $10,000 prize. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, or even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. Stop by your local fishing citation center or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge featuring Diamond Jim, and this year honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray. That's www.dnrmaryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, what's in your bed? I mean your truck bed. Protect your truck bed with a Linex Protective Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, just like I did. Linex is the best available protective coating on the market, period. Hey, if you want colors for your truck or maybe even a spray on your heavy equipment, well, Linex with color-coated DuPont Kevlar uses your existing paint code to provide you with a factory-finished look, offering superior protection. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one in customer satisfaction. Now, Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provides a mobile service, too. If you'd like them to come to your farm or your job site or your work or your even your home and apply the Linex material to your equipment, your deck, your underground tanks, your secondary containment, well, a lot of different things are no problem, including styrofoam and secondary containment. Linex protective coatings are environmentally friendly. You want to know more? Visit Bay Linex of Glen Burnie online at baylinex.com or stop by. They're located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road in Bay I, just off Beltway Exit 3A or Ritchie Highway. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Don't be fooled by imitations. Call 410-789-0199. Ask for Bobby Hawkins, my buddy. Mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors. Learn how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. That number again, write it down, 410-790-0199. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Now more than just bedliners. We're with Letha Grimes from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Letha, do you have a particular title? What is your title?
Natural Resources Biologist.
Natural Resources Biologist. Well, okay, you should have a better title, yeah, like a Youth Outreach Coordinator or, you know, give you something along with a big, healthy, fat
sure.
raise. Yeah, big raise, too, goes with that title.
I hope so. That would be nice.
Sure it would. Indeed, indeed. We realize the budget that you guys are working with, and you guys do a lot with what's available to you. I know there's a lot of volunteer hours, and in everybody's everybody is kind of always in the department stepped up to the plate with extra hours, volunteer hours, and we appreciate the fine work that not only the biologists do, but the managers and everybody involved in the department, because you guys are out there for the science, you're out there for the resource, and you're out there, you've kind of taken on the recreational and commercial opportunities that are available to all of us here in Maryland, and I can't say enough good about the folks in the department.
Great. We appreciate that.
No problem. So I pulled up this list of events. And it's quite extensive. The youth rodeos that are supported by the department, a lot of them throughout the state. I see half a dozen or more in Allegheny County, Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Carroll, a lot in Carroll, a lot in Frederick, a ton of them in Washington County and that type of thing. So a lot of these are, of course, freshwater opportunities. So it's difficult to do a saltwater fishing derby. You know, when you got tidal waters and things like that, unless you have like a fishing pier or something like you have today at the Bill Burton Pier there in Cambridge. Any idea of what's biting there today?
Well, probably some spot. I'm not really sure what'll be biting down there today. Hopefully, we'll get some fish.
Sure. I would guess maybe some white perch.
Probably.
I don't know if the croakers are up that far or not.
I'm not sure myself. But I work mostly with freshwater, so this will be interesting.
Oh, I got you. Okay, well, I'm going to guess there'll be some catfish there, too, today. Just guess.
Probably.
So we're thinking catfish, white perch, maybe some spot. I don't know if I'd go spot or not, but maybe. But I don't have any fishing reports from that area, even though I've been through Cambridge a couple times this week. So we'll wait and see what the surprise is. But I'm thinking maybe big fish of the day, and some rockfish too.
There may be some rockfish.
Yeah, some rockfish. Anything 18 inches or bigger can be kept. Yeah, But I'm thinking maybe our biggest fish of the day might be catfish. So if I'm a kid and I'm fishing down there, I'm going to want some cut bait. I want to catch me a little white perch and put it back on there for bait or something like that. So we'll see how that all works out. But I know you want to get on your way. And anything you'd like to tell our listeners, anything more about the free fishing days or the youth component in the Maryland Fishing Challenge?
Sure. Well, another program that we run is called the Maryland Backyard Fishing Program. That started back in 2010. And what we tried to do, and we're still working on looking for new locations, we try to find an area in a youth-friendly, easily accessible area, and maybe small ponds that aren't necessarily used by other anglers. And what we do is we create a backyard fishing area. And when the kids are out of school, which a lot of counties let out yesterday, so this
right.
is a great time for kids to get outside and enjoy, you know, the natural world around them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things we try to promote with the Maryland Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights on there is one of them is to catch a fish.
Catch fish, right.
Exactly. So we hope that by creating these youth-friendly areas that are in kind of safe neighborhoods, and each year, well, right now we have three areas. We have Parkview Pond in Grantsville, and that is a youth-only area.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Boonesboro Community Pond in Washington County, and we have Warfield Park
sure.
Pond in Howard County.
What was the other one in Howard?
Warfield Park Pond
oh, yeah.
in Howard County.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do, we have family fishing nights at these backyard fishing. And the Parkview Pond in Grantsville, that one's going to be this coming Tuesday, June 5th, from 5 to 7.
Okay.
June 21st is at the Boonesboro Community Pond in Washington County from 5 to 7. And July 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Warfields Park Pond in
cool.
Howard County. And what we do there is we encourage parents to bring kids out. If it's your first time fishing, we will have DNR staff on hand to teach the basics of fishing, casting, knot tying, you know, proper bait, and proper rod and reel combination. A lot of times we find that when they come to these fishing rodeos, some small kid might show up with a saltwater rig, and they're not going to catch, you know.
Right, sure.
And so We try to teach, you know, the different, you know, proper rod and reels,
sure.
bait selection,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. But that is another program that we have. And we're looking to hopefully get another area added that's on the eastern shore. So we can start targeting areas that aren't necessarily. Now, when you mentioned about these rodeo events and maybe not necessarily having any in saltwater or tidal water, and as I mentioned before, that list that's on their website is what we support by stocking. So, like, say, the Bill Burton event today, we are not stocking it.
Right.
That's also hosted by DNR, so that's on our list. And there are some other areas that that have events that we might not stock.
Right. And now, what type of fish typically do you stock when you stock?
Well, when we have the early rodeos prior to May, or even early May, they'll be stocked with rainbow trout
mm-hmm.
out of our Albert Powell hatchery.
Mm-hmm.
And our later rodeos, they're going on now, like in June, will be stocked with a hybrid sunfish, which is a hybrid cross between a bluegill and a green sunfish.
Right.
And
now
we stock those because they're aggressive and they will not reproduce.
Right, they don't reproduce. And yeah, that's a very cool program you guys do there, Letha. And we appreciate you coming on the show today. We know you got to get ready to head down to Cambridge. You're not necessarily going to Cambridge, though. You're going to stop just short, aren't you?
Just short.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
We're going to be on the Talbot County side of the Bill Burton Pier.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Very good. And families are invited to attend and take their kids and their fishing rods and attempt to catch a fish down there, and some lucky kid's going to be headed on some type. Now, who's sponsoring the trip today?
Well, It's not necessary. What we do is once we get all the winners, we randomly select.
Oh, I see.
You know, we pick.
I got you.
So, but if, you know, if there's times when they can't travel real far, we'll try to
accommodate that, sure.
Exactly.
I understand.
Obviously, we're not going to send somebody from Garrett County the whole way down to Ocean City unless they really want to go.
Unless they really want to go. That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want to do. So.
But now that the price of gas is going down just a little bit.
It does make it a little better, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right. Letha Grimes, Maryland Department of Natural Resources. You'll meet Letha down at the Choptank River Fishing Pier on the Talbot County side today at the Bill Burton Fishing Pier. With that event today, sponsored by Department of Natural Resources, and kicking off free fishing days here in Maryland. No license required. Just take the kids out there and have a good time, right?
Right. And next weekend also, June 9th is also a free fishing day.
June 9th
and July 4th.
July 4th, yep. All righty. Very good. Thanks, Letha.
All right. Thank
Appreciate you.
You
joining us. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We want to thank Letha for calling in. That was a nice session, and hopefully you got some information of about the kids program that the department has, and the website is the DNR website, and you can go right to that youth fishing page and have your kids sign up for the youth fishing club. So, but now it's time for me to tell you about Fishbones Bait and Tackle, 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena. You just hit Route 100, take it all the way to the end there at Mountain Road, and head out towards Gibson Island. 2.5 miles on the right-hand side, you'll find Fishbones Bait and Tackle. You can find everything you need for fishing, all types of live bait, all types of frozen bait, bucktails, and everything you need for the striped bass and freshwater fishing and Lake Waterford and the tidal rivers and that type of thing, and crabbing, by the way. Also, everything you need for crabbing, including those great stainless steel crab steamers. The last crab steamer you'll ever have to buy. They're available in half bushel, bushel, and 1.5 bushel sizes. The crabs are starting to come on now, and it's soon time for family crab feast that you can do yourself. So head on down to Fishbones Bait and Tackle. And if you want an accurate fishing report, give Bud a call, 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573. That's Fishbones Bait and Tackle. Hey, goose season's right around the corner. I just got an article on the early goose season for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly from one of my writers, which reminded me that I need to remind you it's time to get in touch with Sean Mann Outdoors. If you've never learned how to call geese, they are abundant. They're everywhere this year. You see them driving. You see them as you are driving up and down the highway with their young. And, you know, two becomes eight real fast this time of year. So those resident geese are just ready to go, and a lot of youngsters, and they'll be good and tender. Goose and cheesy grits, a recipe in the current issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. But I digress. You get in touch with Sean Mann at seanmann.com or give him a call, 800-345-4539, and you can take a look at the Eastern Shoreman Goose Call, the one we recommend to get started with, the one I started with, learned how to call. And it's fun to learn, and it's fun to call in a goose for the very first time and watch how that happens. And then we just invite you to get in touch with Sean Mann. Locally made. Sean is homegrown here on Maryland's Eastern Shore. The company's still down there in the Easton area, and seanmann.com is how to do that. The Eastern Shoreman is what you're looking for if you're more experienced and you like the short read call. Maybe you want to look at what they call the shorty, or any of his snow geese calls and duck calls. They all work just fine. And Sean is a very cordial guy. His staff is very nice to talk to. 800-345-4539 for Sean Mann Outdoors, or visit seanmann.com. Let's talk to Frank in Curtis Bay. Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, I got some friends who live out in the county, and they kind of like have an animal farm.
Uh-huh.
And they found the baby deer. Matter of fact, they found three of them, but two died. I mean, this thing was only a couple weeks old. What do they call them, yearlings?
No, they call them fawns.
Fawns, yeah. And,
what are they doing with them? Why are they finding them? Why are they messing with them?
Well, something happened. There was a tractor, a farm tractor, had an accident. I think it killed the mother or something like that. The mother was, I ain't really too sure how they found them. But either way, they were hiding the deer way in the back of the barn because they were afraid DNR would come out.
And they would and they should. Yeah, absolutely.
And they would put it down.
Yep, that's exactly what they do.
And they told me they knew us other people. This guy was raising three deer, and DNR come out and shot all three of them right in front of everybody. And it was like everybody was just in shock, man.
Well, you know what, man? That's their job.
Why? I mean, I don't understand. I'm a city boy. Why do they do that?
Well, because it is illegal to possess wild deer in Maryland.
Even if it's a little baby? I mean, this is the cutest little thing, man.
Hey, you know what, Frank? Nature's tough. And the citizens of Maryland are not allowed to own wild deer. And there are a lot of reasons for that, disease and other things being among them. And as far as shot the deer right in front of everybody, that's only if everybody chose to look, because that's not how they operate. So, yeah, the answer is leave the little deer alone. If you find them, let them alone. The mother knows where they are. The mother's been killed. There's a potential there that they can be adopted. I've seen that happen by other deer. So don't touch them. Don't mess with them. Don't rescue them. And they will find their way. Okay, Frank?
All right, man.
See ya. Well-meaning folks, but the exact wrong thing to do to pick up a little fawn. Exact wrong thing to do. The mother will place them as much as 200 yards from each other.